Sit up straight, not this way, no talking, no whispering. Everybody listening. Genesis, we won't turn to it. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, we read these words. Of every tree, by the way, God is talking here. God said, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So enters God speaking to man. So enters God's words, initial words. He's just created man. And now God gives his initial words to man. I just read them to you. Now the word of God, hear me carefully, is called the seed, a seed, the seed. Luke 8:11 says, the seed is the word, capital W. Psalm 126:6, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, that's the Bible, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. And then in 1 Peter 1:23, it says the incorruptible seed is the Word of God. Do I have your following so far that the Word of God is incorruptible seed? Is that right?
Right.
All right. So we have entered into the human race the words of God for the first time. In Genesis 3:1, well, again, we'll not turn to these scriptures. But you can get the tape and you'll know that I'm quoting them word for word. In Genesis 3:1, Satan quotes what God had said. Now, hear me carefully. He quotes what God had said, and this is the way he quotes it. Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. That's not what God said. God said, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. Now, you said it's the same thing, means the same thing. But my Bible is not inspired thought after thought. It's inspired word after word. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Father. Every word. So to be the incorruptible seed, it must be every word that God has said. So Satan begins his word by changing, paraphrasing the word of God. So enters the first revised version of the Bible. And the great battle of the ages has begun. The battle versus Satan's words and God's words. And Satan does not come and give his own words. He comes and paraphrases God's words or changes God's words. But you say, Brother Howes, it means the same thing. Doesn't matter. The battle is begun. Now here you got it. The Word of God, according to Luke 8:11 and Psalm 126:6, and 1 Peter 1:23 is incorruptible seed. Are you listening? All right. That seed is a perfect Bible. The very words of God. All right. If the incorruptible seed contains the very words of God, then corruptible seed will change the words of God. So Satan, God's word here is called incorruptible seed. And Satan's word is called corruptible seed. Enter Satan's word, called corruptible seed. And the battle begins. The battle of the ages is seed versus seed. Don't leave me. After a while, I'm going to show you why. It's so important. The battle of the ages is seed versus seed. God's seed versus Satan's seed. God's word versus Satan's word. But Satan's word is always a changing or a paraphrasing of God's word. So we have a battle going on between incorruptible seed and corruptible seed, or every word of God versus the thought inspiration and other translations or versions, if you please. Now, then Satan comes along after he has given us his own seed. Then he comes along and says, God has said, in the day ye of you surely die, but Satan says, ye shall not surely die. Now Satan is saying, God's word does not mean exactly what it says. He's saying it's figuratively taken, or spiritually taken, but you can't take it literally. He doesn't mean what he said. I like what the little girl said, Mama. If God didn't mean what he said, why didn't God say what he meant? Now, so the devil starts off first by changing, giving a revision. And the words of God are God's seed, the incorruptible seed, and the revision that the devil gives of God's seed is the corruptible seed. We'll come to explain it after a while. So then the devil comes along and says, okay, now that I've got you to take my version of what God has said, then he said, I want you to know God doesn't mean it. People say, oh, those old fundamentalists take the Bible literally. Yeah, I take the phone book literally too. I don't look down at the person who says Tom Green and say, I wonder what that is. That green probably stands for black-eyed pea or green bean. No, I take the phone. I figure that the folks that write the phone book are putting down the names and the phone numbers, the addresses on purpose there. I take it literally. I take the mathematics book literally. And brother, I think God did not want to give us a bunch of stuff we couldn't understand. So the devil comes first and says, I want to give you my version of the words of God. And then he comes and says that the words of God are not to be taken literally. Now, we have the battle raging. Seed versus seed. Corruptible seed versus incorruptible seed. The corruptible seed being Satan's words, and the incorruptible seed being God's words, and Satan's words are simply a version, a new version of rewording what God has said. Now, listen carefully to this. You're not going to like this. I don't care. It says, now, listen carefully. Let me review a second now. You got what God said. That is incorruptible seed. You got that? Say amen. Amen. All right. Now you got what the devil says is a revision of what God says, and then a spiritualizing of what God says, and that's corruptible seed. You got that? So we have God's words as the incorruptible seed, and Satan's revision or version as corruptible seed. Now I want you to listen to Genesis 3:15. Look at it. Genesis 3:15, you got it right there. And I will put enmity, that word enmity means enemies. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, that's the devil and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now look at me. The battle of the ages between a God's seed and the devil's seed. You with me? And the God's seed is incorruptible because every word is of God. And the devil's seed is corruptible because he has made his own revised version of the Word of God. Now God says that the seed of woman, listen to me now, will someday bruise the head of the seed of the serpent. Now what is the seed of the serpent? Corruptible seed. What is the seed of woman? Jesus. What is Jesus called in John 1:1? The Word of God. Revelation 19:11, he comes again, says he has a name on him written that no man knew but he himself, and his name is called the Word of God. So the seed of woman is the incorruptible Word of God. And the seed of Satan is the version, a revised version, of the Word of God. So what does that mean? That means that, first thing that means is this, glory to God, incorruptible seed is going to win. You just go right ahead and call us old-fashioned fundamentalists and call us literalists, call us what you want. But the truth is, you folks that don't call us literalists, you don't know the Bible enough to know it's literal or not anyway. You don't know it's literal. You just said it's not literal because you don't want to believe where it says thou shalt not do a bunch of stuff. Now, I'm simply saying that God's seed is incorruptible. That's the Word of God. Satan's seed is corruptible. That is Satan's revision of the Word of God. And the Bible says that the seed of God, the incorruptible seed, he is going to stomp out one day the corruptible seed. Sort of like the fellow who quit smoking. He heard it caused cancer. So he had a whole bunch of cigarettes, and he put them on the floor and stomped every one of them and died with cancer of the heel. But that's what God's seed is going to win. Let me just make it very plain. The King James Bible crowd is going to come out on top. In case you want to be on the winning side, don't you get on these perversions of the Bible. You get on God's Word before it was messed with. So, it says that the day is going to come when God's incorruptible seed, are you listening? This is good. You ought to hear it now. God's incorruptible seed is going to stomp out and stamp out the devil's corruptible seed. Something else to note. It says that there is enmity between the corruptible seed and incorruptible seed. What does that mean? That means that we're enemies. What does that mean? That means that God's incorruptible seed, that book right there, and man's versions and perversions of that book, set side by side in somebody's bookstore, more concerned about making money than spreading the truth. But they're enemies with each other. This book right here, this historic book that has been proved in America in great revivals and the decency of our country, and in a country that was decent back when everybody believed this book. This book is at enmity. Now, the lost man is not my enemy. The drunkard is not my enemy. Those homeless people that sat up there this morning, they're not my enemies. The harlot or the prostitute over in Calumet City, if they're still over there, she is not my enemy. The fallen man is not my enemy. The fallen woman is not my enemy. But the Bible says that the seed of the devil, the corruptible seed, is at enmity with incorruptible seed. That means though the lost man is not my enemy, and the drunkard is not my enemy, and the harlot is not my enemy, and the atheist is not my enemy, and the fallen man is not my enemy. It means, however, the one that prints corruptible seed is my enemy. It means the one who sells corruptible seed is my enemy. It means the one who preaches corruptible seed is my enemy. It does not mean I'm not going to feed him. It does not mean I'm not going to be nice to him. I'm going to be courteous to him. A fellow preaches some other book other than the words of God. He preaches the corruptible seed. I'll speak to him on the street. I'll be courteous, but I'm not going to support him. I'm not going to give him a dime to spread corruptible seed to people's minds. He is my enemy. That means the one who teaches corruptible seed is my enemy. I didn't say it. God said it. He said there's enmity between the corruptible seed and the incorruptible seed. That means the one who spreads corruptible seed is my enemy. That means the TV evangelist who reads from corruptible seed is my enemy. That means the college that teaches in its Bible classes corruptible seed is my enemy. That means the seminary that teaches corruptible seed is my enemy. Now, before you hang me up on your phylacteries and your pharisaical garments, you wait till I tell you why in a few minutes, and if you've got any logic, you'll understand it. God says that the Bible Institute that uses corruptible seed is my enemy. And God says that the theologian who teaches from corruptible seed is my enemy. It says that the seed of woman is in enmity with the seed of the serpent. Now, wait a minute. Question, who made us enemies? God. God. Look at Genesis 3:15 again. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. So, who was it made us enemies? God made us enemies. I want to tell you something. Brother, if this book right here, it contains the very words of God, any book that has any of the words other than this book does not contain the very words of God. Two things that are not alike can't be the same. If they are the same, why print another one? I'll tell you why, to make some money. This book right here is the only Bible in the whole world that's not copyrighted. Every version of the Bible is copyrighted. I can take this book right here and take it over to our printing department tomorrow and print a Bible if I want to and sell it. I can take this Bible out to Howells Anderson College printing department tomorrow and I can sell this Bible. It's not copyrighted because it's not meant to make money. All the others are copyrighted because the people that put them out want to make money. I'm talking about Zondervan. I'm talking about Nelson Publishers. I'm talking about all these other people making all these Bibles. I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, I am willing to live and if needs be die for this incorruptible seed right here. You can call me what you want to call me. Call me a bigot. Call me a fool. But my country was built on this incorruptible seed. My mama read this incorruptible seed to me every night. Every night my mama took the little shack of the house. She took this incorruptible seed and she read for 30 minutes. And she said, son, this book is the Word of God. And I had to say it three times. The Bible is the Word of God. The Bible is the Word of God. The Bible is the Word of God. And if I didn't believe it for any other reason, I'd believe it because of the shape our country was in when everybody believed it, and the shape our country is in tonight. We didn't have a bunch of babies being murdered legally back in the days when we believed this incorruptible seed. We didn't have to have policemen in the hallways of our schools when America believed this incorruptible seed. We didn't have a bunch of queers in the armed forces when our country believed this incorruptible seed. We didn't have it. I'm saying America was not built on corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed. The only hope we've got is to get back to God's seed, which is the very words of God Almighty. So the battle of the ages is for the Bible. Started in the Garden of Eden. Continues tonight.